podcasting from the Instructional Development Center, room 2401 of the Student Commons Building at Heartland Community College. I'm media technologist Tom Corcoran, and this is the IDC Podcast, episode number 44, for the week of November 12th through the 16th of 2007. This week in the IDC, on Wednesday, November 14th, from 1 to 2 p.m., the IDC will be hosting the fourth Writing Across the College of the semester, titled Grammar and Writing Assignments. This is a repeat of the workshop held on November 6th. This seminar will focus primarily on assessing grammar in student writing and fitting grammar and mechanics into the big picture of writing assignments. If you have questions about the amount of weight you should ascribe to grammar and how you should go about grading grammar in your students' writing assignments, this is the seminar for you. This discussion will be held in the IDC, Student Commons Building, room 2401, from 1 to 2 p.m., November 14th. For more information about the Writing Across the College initiative at Heartland Community College, contact Assistant Professor of English Jennifer Swartout. For more information on the events, services, podcasts, and other resources related to instructional development at Heartland Community College, see our website at www.heartland.edu/IDC. In this week's Tips and Tricks section, I discuss the WebCT discussion board, specifically making private topics. The discussion board in WebCT allows you to create forum topics that you and your students can comment on. These forums can be public, which means that all students have access to view and comment on that topic, or you can create private topics. Private topics allow you to limit the access of a particular topic to a specific set of students that you decide upon. To create a private topic, go to your discussion board area. If you haven't created a discussion board area, you can choose Control Panel and Add Page or Tool. Then click on Discussions under the Communication Tools section. Once you've navigated to your discussion area, you can click the button labeled Create Topic under Options on the right side of the screen. You'll see this area in gray. Give your topic a name and click Create. Now you can set the topic as private by clicking on the private checkbox in the same row as your new topic. You'll then click the Update button, which is under the lower right portion of the discussion area. The topic name will no longer be available as a hypertext link, showing you that you don't have access to that topic. You must add yourself and any students as members to view and edit that topic. To do this, you simply click the checkbox next to the topic's name and click Manage Members from the right side of the screen. This will bring up a screen to select members. Click the Select Member button to bring up a list of students, TAs, and yourself. You then click the checkbox next to anyone you wish to add to this private discussion. Click Update when you're finished, and then click Done. If you added yourself as a member of this discussion, you will be able to click on the topic's name and be taken into the discussion messages area where you can compose a message under this new private topic. One tip is that you will probably always want to add yourself to private topics as a member, so you can go into these messages and view what other members are posting. If you don't add yourself, you will not be able to see what is inside of that private topic area. Stop into the IDC or contact us if you need assistance with WebCT or any of the services we offer in the IDC. Thanks for listening to this episode of the IDC Podcast. The IDC Podcast are updated weekly with events happening in and news about the Instructional Development Center at Heartland Community College, as well as educational technology tips and tricks. If you have questions, comments, or in need of assistance with the services we offer, check our contact information on the IDC website at www.heartland.edu/IDC/contact.jsp. That's all for this week. Signing off until next time from the Instructional Development Center. Have a great week.